Good morning, Emma. Welcome to Moreland Cottage.
Thank you. Looking forward to some of the best scones on the coast.
It's a big call when a local cafe proclaims to have the best scones on the coast. But Di Studdett appears pretty comfortable with the sign which greets travellers driving along the Pacific Highway on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Hello, I'm Emma Siossian. I'm at Moreland Cottage, a cafe that's housed in an historic building just to the north of Taree. What makes a good scone?
Well, customers come in here and every day, and we've been here 12 years, and I can say every day someone comes in and says, I've been driving past this place for years and years and I finally come in and I say, is this the first time you've been here? And they go, yep. And then they have the scones and then they say, and we'll be back. So I guess they must be okay.
What makes a good scone?
The lightness. I think you need a reasonably dampish mix. I wouldn't have a dry mix for scones and a really hot oven. We don't put lemonade in our scones. Lots of people ask me, but we don't. It's a standard recipe with some variations, which I won't go into. Some people use a knife to cut the dough, and I have done that too in my life. But basically you just mix it. Some people let it stand. I have let my dough stand sometimes, and it does rise a little bit more, but you don't have to do that. Really, a hot oven is important, yeah. But our milk is cool when we put it in. We don't put in warm milk or anything like that. And cook them for about 20 minutes at 220 or something hot, and you'll find you'll get a good scone.
Why do you think scones are such an entrenched part of that sort of soul food or comfort food in our society?
It's amazing to me because a lot of our customers are older people, but more and more we're getting younger people and they love scones. They know what they are, even foreign people. Americans come in and ask for scones. We get a lot of varied nationalities. And I think it reminds them of their grandmother, their childhood, warm kitchens, ovens, they can smell nice cooking smells. I think that's what it is with scones.
Moreland Cottage has a long history of producing mouth-watering morsels. It used to be the bakery here in the 1920s, supplying bread to the local community. Now it's the scones that attract the customers. Di Studdett runs the cafe with her partner, Barry Devitt. He's the one you'll usually find in the kitchen, whipping up a batch or two.
Every morning this happens, so they're freshly baked every day. There's no stale scones. They just have to be light.
And they need a bit of love stirred into them?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And good local ingredients.
After about 20 minutes, the scones came out of the oven and certainly looked good.
They look pretty good this morning. Very light. And brown.
The conjecture is, does the cream go on first or does the jam go on first?
Oh, well, the jam should go on first and then the cream.
Why do you think that's... That's what I think, but why do you think that's the way it should be?
It's easier.
And then the cream doesn't melt into the scone.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It's the moment I've been waiting for. Di Studdett is bringing me a plate with fresh scones, homemade jam and cream.
Here you are. There's your jam and your scones.
I am looking forward to sampling these. They look absolutely delicious.
Okay, we'll see what you think.
All right, well, I'm going with my jam first and then the cream and we'll get into the taste.
Okay, here, let me do this for you.
I'm sure you're very well practiced at the art of serving up a good scones with jam and cream.
I should be by now. If I'm not, I should give it away. Plenty of cream.
Oh, yeah.
Looks awesome. And then you can dribble it all down yourself.
That is absolutely delightful. Thank you.
Good.